As an example of the collapse, let's consider in more detail a small but densely built city whose ruins now lie in western Honduras at a site known as Copan and described in two recent books by archaeologist David Webster. For agricultural purposes, the best land in the Copan area consists of five pockets of flat land with fertile alluvial soil along a river valley with a tiny total area of only 10 square miles. Much of the land around Copan consists of steep hills. Soil in the hills is less fertile, more acidic, and poorer in phosphate than valley soil. As judged by numbers of house sites, population growth in the Copan Valley rose steeply from the 5th century up to a peak estimated at around 27,000 people at AD 750 to 900. Construction of royal monuments was especially massive between 650 and 750. After 700, nobles other than kings began erecting their own palaces, of which there are about 20 by the year 800, when one of those palaces is known to have consisted of 50 buildings with room for about 250 people. All of those nobles would have increased the burden imposed on the peasants. The last big buildings at Copan were put up around 800, and the last long count date on an incomplete altar has the date of 822. Archaeological surveys of different types of habitats in the Copan Valley show that they were occupied in a regular sequence. The first area farmed were the bottomland pockets. During that time, the human population was growing, but there was not yet occupation of the hills. Hence, that increased population must have been accommodated by intensifying production in the bottomland pockets by some combination of shorter fallow periods, double cropping, and possibly some irrigation. By the year 650, people started to occupy the hill slopes, but those hill sites were cultivated only for about a century. What caused that pullback of population from the hills? Excavation of the foundations of buildings in the valley floor showed that they became covered with sediment during the 8th century, meaning that those acidic, infertile hill soils were being carried down into the valley and blanketing the more fertile valley soils, where they would have reduced agricultural yields. The reason for that erosion of the hillsides is clear. The forests that formerly covered them were being cut down. Dated pollen samples show that the pine forests originally covering the upper elevations of the hill slopes were eventually all cleared. Calculation suggests that most of those trees were being burned for fuel, while the rest were used for construction or for making plaster. Besides causing sediment accumulation in the valleys, that deforestation may have begun to cause a man-made drought in the valley bottom, because forests play a major role in water cycling. Hundreds of skeletons recovered from Copan archaeological sites show that the health of Copan's inhabitants deteriorated from 650 to 850, both among the elite and among the commoners, although the health of the commoners was worse. Recall that Copan's population was increasing steeply while the hills were being occupied. The subsequent abandonment of all of those fields in the hills